Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be in the service tonight. Just ask you to remember us just a minute. Appreciate the singing. Brother Bruce done said, just seemed like it all lined up tonight. We appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some, I believe, out of the 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. 32nd chapter, I believe it is. Deuteronomy, and also we're going to read some out of Matthew, the 19th chapter. Second chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. I don't know how much we'll read, but we're going to start with the first verse. It's a familiar chapter, we know, noted as that of Moses' song, and that of when he was instructing the children of Israel, probably for about his last time. And he gave them some good instructions. Says, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and a crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of breed of Bashan and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art mindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. When the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with a man of gray hairs. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand, and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and that there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. And I will make mine arrows drunk with blood. My sword shall devour flesh. And that with the blood of the slain and of captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing, you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into the mountain, Abram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give unto the children of Israel. Matthew, I believe it is. Nineteenth chapter. We're going to start with the 10th verse. His disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture, the entire chapter, the 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and then a few verses out of the 19th chapter of St. Matthew. Now, you might think tonight that, well, there's no way that he can put those two scriptures together. Well, I'm not actually going to try to put anything together, but I'm going to try my best to just wait on the Lord and do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The scripture says here, and if you go through that of the 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, that these was the words of what they call Moses' song. And he told that generation of people, he said, remember the days of old. Consider ye the years of many generations. Says, ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. Brethren, the Bible says that he began to talk to the children of Israel that was left, them that was in his presence. As I made mention the last time that Moses spake unto the children of Israel. And he began to talk to them, and it didn't sound like too good of a speech. If you was one of the people, because they had forsaken the Lord and they had picked up other gods and they had done other things, and that's the reason that he said, go ask your fathers and go ask the elders. He said, they'll show you and they'll tell you what it is that God will do for you. That's what he made mention of. And he said, if you're going to make it, then you're going to have to make it with God. You're going to have to come clean with that of your Lord. He said, you're going to have to repent, brethren, and that worship and trust God. Now, he made mention here in this scripture, he says, and he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day. This day. He said, all the words that I have testified unto you, he said, set it to heart. Bring it in. He says, which ye shall command your children to observe and to do all the words of this law. All the words of this law. He said, you're going to teach your children to observe all the words of this law. Why? For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. It is your life. Brethren, there's something about being a child of God. They most certainly are. You might say, preacher, I ain't a part of what went on there. Brethren, in a lot of ways, people today ain't no different, brethren, than what the children of Israel was. And the fact of it is, supposedly, we've got the Holy Ghost to lead us. Yes, sir. Brethren, but he said, it's not a vain thing for you to do this. He said, it is your life. It is your life. Brethren, these folks that's purposed in their heart to be a child of God and to worship him and to follow him. These folks that have done that tonight, it's their life.
It's their life. And there's folks that chose just to be mediocre. Brethren, about being a child of God. It ought to be, brethren, an honor tonight. Moses. Brethren, Moses led the children of Israel. My friend, and he done that God, brethren, told him to do. Led them 40 years in a waste, howling wilderness. Brethren, and God never forsook them. You know that? He never left them. No, sir. Brethren, they eat better things sometimes because of their own choices and doings. What'd you hear Winston Sunday night? Huh? Think about it. Somebody done made mention tonight. Brethren, these folks, my friend, eating out the works of their own hands. What they've already, brethren, made choices in their life. Yes, they have. And yes, they are. Yes, sir. Think about it. You might say, preacher, it's not my life. My friend, I got news for you. Brethren, if you want God to bless you on your journey, brethren, you're going to purpose in your life to be what He is today. Yes, you are. Follow Him. Love Him. Thank God, love Him. You know what loving means? It means to keep His commandments. Yes, sir. That's what the Bible says. You can follow this world. You can follow man. And brethren, God ain't gonna bless you on your journey. He'll not do it. If He did, my friend, He'd be a respected person. Thank God He ain't. Huh? He's not tonight. Brethren, it is your life. It is your life. Brethren, they took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel. They wasn't the only ones that were taken. Brethren, they took many young men. And they set them aside when they took them down to Babylon. You listen to me. Brethren, God is still God. I don't care where you wind up at. You can choose, my friend, to live your life in a wilderness. Did you know that? You can. Brethren, you can. There's a lot of folks have, and God ain't pleased with them. No, it's not. Preacher, we'd like you a lot better if you'd preach us something smooth. Brethren, this is about smooth as it gets. Glory! Think about it. Brethren, it ain't hard. Brother, to follow God, you've got a choice in the matter tonight. Yes, you do. You got a choice. It is your life. It is your life. It's not a vain thing. He said, it's not a vain thing. He said, this is what you're going to do. He said, you're going to listen to the words that have been rehearsed in your hearing. He said, and you're going to teach your children. Yes, sir. You're going to teach your children. Brethren, there's... Several years ago, brethren, people was talking about how the young people went to the dogs. Young people just forgot everything. And I told them, I said, it's a funny thing to me. Every time I open the paper, it's an old head getting put in prison. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You all know why the young live like they do. Listen. They've seen some of them gray heads. Thank God do the same thing. Have they not lived in it? Thank God they think it's the culture you got to live by. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not telling you no fairy tale, folks. Brethren, it's reality. I've lived in the same world. Thank God they did today. Preacher, Lord, he can't overcome our young folks like he did in your day. I beg to differ with you. I don't care how great sin gets, God's able to overcome it in an individual's life. But brethren, they're going to have to desire something. I don't care whether you like that or not. Brethren, they got to be a desire, Christ, God, to be better, or you'll never get better today. You won't. A lot of young folks, my friend, I hate to say it. I'm just going to preach what God give me. You listen. Brethren, Moses was talking to a people that he knew. Do you know that? People he had been with. Had he not? He had been with them right through that wilderness. Yes, sir. Brethren, and them young'uns come on, they thought they'd just do any which way. Yes, sir. Read it. Brethren, all the old heads, my friend died in the wilderness. I can prove it. You can too. Only Joshua and Caleb come out of there above 20-year-old. Is that not right? Brethren, Joshua had a group, my friend, that the wilderness is all they ever knew in life. Think about it. It is your life. It is your life. Whether you have it or not, the Word of God is your life. If you're a child of God. Yes, sir. If you're a child of God, there's one thing that rules and reigns in your life. That's the Word of God, my friend. Is it not? The Bible says over in the book of St. Matthew, you can go and read the rest of it. I didn't read throughout three verses. Brethren, they had run across a situation over there concerning married men and women. Yes, sir. And the rules of whether or not to put them away or divorce them. Yeah. And the Lord told them that was round about and his disciples, he said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, wrote you a bill of divorcement. That's what he said. He said, but it was not so from the beginning. It's what the book says. It's what it teaches. Now listen.
how far, brethren, have we got from that one commandment today?
How far? How far? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But go on. I'll go with you. We'll read it all. Yeah, I know what the scripture says, and I know what it teaches. You just stick with me. And brethren, he pulled his disciples aside because his disciples said, well, if that's the case, said it's good for a man not to marry. Yeah. And he said, but not every man can receive this saying. Woo! Think about it. But he says they are eunuchs, my friend, that have been made eunuchs from their birth. Yes, sir. They was born to be a eunuch. Yes, sir. And he said, there's eunuchs, brethren, that men have made eunuchs. Yes, sir. And he said, and then there's eunuchs, thank God, that have made themselves eunuchs for the cause of the kingdom of heaven. Woo! Glory! Glory! Preacher, I couldn't live in a eunuch's position. My friend, it is your life. It is your life. Listen, I'm not telling you to become a eunuch. I'm not saying anything about that. Brethren, I'm telling you what he told them. And my friend, they were them that had made themselves eunuchs for the cause of Christ. For the cause of the kingdom of heaven. Have they not? Was it not their life? I look around, my friend, and I see, do you know these people that's made remarks and these people that have made oaths down through the day and time. Yes, sir, that later on in years, my friend, that oath might as well just been thrown out the window. You know that? Might as well just been thrown out the window. There's a lot of things, brethren, that me and you don't come under the heading of. One of them is a eunuch. Huh? Yes, sir. One of them is a eunuch. You say, preacher, that's about like a priest, ain't it? No, it's a eunuch. Huh? There's difference. They most certainly are. There's difference. And I ain't got time to get into all that. But I want you to know, did you know that Hezekiah, my friend, even after that, my God had given him 15 years to his life, that Isaiah come to him again, my friend, and Isaiah told him the words of the Lord. He said, they going to carry everything you got away. Yes, sir. He said, and they going to bury you. He said, them that are under thee, in other words, those that you beget, those that you beget, he said, they are going to become eunuchs. Yes, sir, eunuchs. Brethren, because of that Hezekiah, brethren, had allowed in his life. Hear me. Preacher, Hezekiah was a good king. Brethren, I want you to know God's no respect of person. What is your life? It is your life, the Word of God. Is it not? The Word of God. Brethren, they went down. These eunuchs of all kinds. They most certainly are. These eunuchs. I ain't got time to get into all this, and I ain't going to. I don't think. But brethren, a eunuch, my friend, is the way I see things, my friend, is that they are satisfied in the condition they're in. And brethren, they ought to be satisfied, brethren, to live it because it is their life. Preacher, that don't mean nothing to me. Yes, it does. Listen to me. Listen to me. Have you ever heard the phrase that you can live just as close to the Lord as you want to? Have you ever heard that phrase? Did you know the truth of it is that's exactly what we're doing? We're living just as close to God as we want to. Yes, sir. There's not anything in this world I thought about, my friend, separating yourself as a eunuch. Separating yourself for the cause of Christ. Brethren, wouldn't that be a lie today? It would if you was a eunuch. Yes, sir. It would. Brethren, it'd be a joy. Would it not? Yeah. There's a lot of folks, my friend, gets into things just because their brother or their sister's doing it. Do you know that? Yes, sir. And it don't agree with them. You know what I mean? It just don't agree with them. I thought some rough things today. I most certainly have. Had no clue I was going to even get around on some of this scripture. I'm honest, just as honest as I can be. I was in the shower, my friend, getting ready, and the Lord told me about these eunuchs, and I thought, well, my friend, if it takes the word of God for me and you, brethren, it takes the word of God for all. If we're going to be pleasing and that to God, we're going to have to get familiar with the word of God. Yes, we are. We're going to have to let it be our life. You know what? A lot of folks don't want that. I literally thought, when I first realized that the Lord was talking to me about preaching. Yeah. When I really first realized, preacher, you didn't know it. I tell you, I knowed he was dealing with me and I didn't know what was going on. I'll just be plain about it. But it didn't take me too long to figure something out. Huh? You know what I done? What I done. When I figured out that he is going to call me to preach, I quit reading the Word. I done the wrong thing, but nonetheless, I'm simple-minded sometimes. I just got to thinking, well, if he ain't going to call me to preach if I don't read it. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'll tell you something else, my friend. That ain't all. I didn't even read my Sunday school lesson. I'm talking about me. Because I really felt like, brethren, I didn't know nothing about it. There wasn't no way he going to call me to preach. And I was a Sunday school teacher. Preacher. I wouldn't tell nobody that. Why would? It's the truth. I'm telling you the honest truth. Brethren, I honestly felt like if I didn't know anything, God would never call me to preach. But you know what, Crafton? He never stopped. Huh? He just kept pushing. Just kept pushing. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can think what you want to, but brethren, I worked in a carpet mill at the time. Brethren, I was the third person they hired at this carpet mill, and we started up with one machine, then we just went from there. And a lot of times I worked by myself. And brethren, it's a big old building. We're putting up racks down in there. And they wasn't nobody back there but me. You hear me? But me. And I'd get done with lunch and I'd go back down through that aisle and I could hear somebody calling me. Yes, sir. I'd turn around and look. They wasn't nobody there. You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that. It's the truth. It's the truth. I heard him. Yes, sir. One day, my friend, it just carried on. One day, I heard it, and I run just as fast as I could up there to where the highway was. There wasn't a soul in the world. Huh? No, not a soul in the world. I started using the excuse, my friend, that they wouldn't, nobody in this world knowed that God was dealing with me about preaching. That's what I used. Yeah. Nobody ever said anything to me. Nobody asked me. Huh? No, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, there's some things that became my life. Yes, sir. It became my life. I wore them out, brethren, 3 different places. I could go about 2 or 3 months. I was a hard head. I'd go about 2 or 3 months. As far as running, I wasn't running, brethren. I just knowed what come with it. You know what I mean? Oh, preacher, I don't know what you mean. Brethren, I didn't want it. I didn't want the burden. No, sir. What did old Amos say down there? He said, my father wasn't no preacher, prophet. He said, I wasn't a son of a prophet. I ain't a prophet. God told him, he said, you go down yonder and talk to them. Huh? Yes, sir. Amos got down there talking to them. They said, son, you go down yonder and talk to them. Said, you're at the wrong place. Huh? Pretty much what they told him. Yeah, you prophesying to the wrong people. Yeah. Think about it. Dry Creek was one of them. Union Grove was one of them. And Union Grove was where I was a member at. Brethren, on the 3rd Sunday night in May, communion foot watching. Brother G.W. Shaw was our pastor. Listen. I'd run out. I'd run out of everything. Huh? I'm going to tell you, it's just like that right there. You get thirsty, my friend, you'll find you some water. Do you know that? You will. About anything living will. Yes. 3rd Sunday night, May, communion foot washing night. Brother G.W. Shaw preached. When he got through preaching, brother, and I hit that altar. I did. I couldn't tell you what he preached. Didn't really matter. I was in bad shape before I ever got there. And I stayed in that altar a long time. You hear me? A long time. I'd venture to say a couple of hours. I spent in that altar. But there was one thing I wasn't going to do. There's one thing. I wasn't getting up for her till I got an answer. Huh? Till I got an answer. And I was holding on. I'm talking about me. Brethren, I was holding on to the fact that wouldn't nobody in this world know anything about the Lord dealing with me. Yeah. Wouldn't nobody. And I'd wore the church out, I promise you. They'd come around. We'd prayed. Sister Myrtle Goodnight. Bless her heart. She is a good old soul. She sat right there where Rachel sat. Second bench. That was her spot. And Sister Myrtle Goodnight, brethren, she'd set your fields on fire. Yes, sir. If you was a preacher, she'd set your fields on fire. She would. She'd get shouting. Yes, sir. She'd get to dancing. Preacher, we don't have none of that no more. Why don't we? It is your life. Did you know those eunuchs, my friend, they set aside some things to be a eunuch. They did. To be an honest and a true eunuch, they set some things aside. Yes, they did. Did you know in your life, and I'm not going to tell you what to do, brethren, that's between you and the Lord, but I venture to say that God has spoken to some of you and told you what to do, and you said, I ain't doing it. Now, He'll bless you. He just ain't going to fully bless you. Huh? Yeah. He'll bless you, but He just ain't going to fully bless you. You can believe that or not believe it. Do you know He still blessed me while I was in that condition? He did. He still let me know He is God. Yes, sir, I know He is God. I wasn't going to preach. Or I didn't think I'd have to. Sister Merle Goodnight got up and she said, Church, she said, I know that we've prayed and prayed with Randy. She said, but there is something that he's got to do. And he is not willing. That's what exactly come out of her mouth. And he is not willing. You know what the Lord spoke to me? He said, there. There. He said, she knows. She knows. They didn't have to pray with me no more. Did you know that? Why, preacher, that get your answer? You better believe it did. That's all I had. That's all I had. Brethren, there ain't nobody in this world knows what's going on. Brethren, that woman, when I announced my calling to preach, shouted that whole house over. Yes, sir. I knowed it, I knowed it, I knowed it. I thought, my stars. My stars. They wouldn't, nobody knows what's going on. You know? Nobody. Brethren, God show you things. Those eunuchs set themselves aside, my friend, for purposes. There's things in our life that ought to be set aside. There's things in our life, my friend, that hinders us. Hinders us in our own duties, my friend, between us and God tonight. It is your life. It is your life. Did you know? When I announced my calling to preach, it was just like, brethren, something just lifted off of me. And I did not. Now, you want to know how bullheaded I was? Lord, give me a scripture. I got a call when I got home that night to come over to Dry Creek. That's where it was at. And brethren, I got to praying about what to preach, and the Lord give me the scripture. And you know what I done? I wasn't satisfied with that. I'm talking about the first message. I went all week long a hunting and a digging and a pulling. I said, Lord, I can't preach on that. Huh? You give me something to preach on, I can't preach on. Huh? You know what he wanted me to preach on? Being willing. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. I looked all week long. I found me some other scripture. I did, but brethren, when I preached on being willing. Being willing. Yes, sir. That's what I preached on. God knows how to touch, folks. God knows how to get a hold of you. Moses, my friend, in his last message to the children of Israel, he said, it's the word of God. It's the commandment of God. Teach your children to observe it and keep it, for it is your life tonight. It's your life. You want to get closer to the Lord, I'm going to say this, you're probably going to have to separate some things. Do you know that? You're probably going to have to separate some things. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe with all my heart, brethren, that you can make yourselves a rough road to travel. I do. I probably got in trouble for preaching some things that I believe the Word teaches, but I'm going to tell you what, folks. I'm going to tell you what. I still preach them. Now I'm going to. You know why? As long as the Lord gives it. I found out one thing, Leroy. I found some things out the hard way, but I found out one thing. If I was going to preach anything, it's going to have to come from Him. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm hard-headed. A lot hard-headed than folks think I am. I had a message. Brethren, it'd get on me. It'd get on me every now and again. You know, he gave me the church that I was going to preach it at. And every now and again, brethren, when I didn't have Sunday night service, I'd take off down there. All the way down there. Crafton, you say, preacher, you didn't even know you was going to preach. I knowed I was going. I knowed I was going. All the way down there, brother, and I was rehearsing this message. Yes, sir. I was going to let them have it. Yeah. Preacher, why are you telling us that? I don't know why. I'll give you my faults, my friend. I've got a mind, too. I'd get down there, and sure enough, preacher, he'd give you the book. He said, you going to be standing? Boy, I was ready. Yeah. Right before I'd get up, Lord changed things. Lord changed things. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm just as honest as I know how to be. And brethren, when he changed things, my friend, I didn't like it, but brethren, they loved it. I mean, they loved what I brought. They did. I mean, they get up and shout, thank God, just loved it. But that ain't what I wanted to bring. Huh? That ain't what I wanted to bring. I done that, I know, three times over a period of months, years. I did. Went with that purpose, had the message. Yes, sir. The Lord changed it every time. Every time. Preacher, why was you out after them? I wasn't out after them. Didn't think I was. And I was running a revival down there. We'd had a pretty good week. We'd had some people saved. And I got up on Friday night, and right before I got up, the Lord said, okay. Okay. I said, no. You know? I said, no. Not tonight. Huh? I didn't want to preach that, Danny. Not that night. We'd had a good week. I was gonna bring it down. But you know what? When it's all said and done, I preached exactly what the Lord gave me. Yes, sir. And the people, you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe how many people got an altar. Huh? Now, we'd have never had that outcome if I'd have preached it prior to that. I believe that with all my heart, Crafton. I really do. You can believe what you want to. Well, preacher, you just think up things that you can come up here and preach to us at Mountain View. No, I don't. I can promise you I don't. I probably run from most of them. That's the message. I'm going to hush. I'm done. No need of me going on. You're going to have to decipher out all the rest of it. Moses wanted them to do something, did he not? He wanted to leave something with them. Amen. Now, I'm not 100% sure whether Moses knew this was going to be his last speech or not. But I do know that Moses knew he wasn't going to Canaan's land. He wasn't going to be the one to take them over. Lord already talked to him. Already told him. He didn't know when. I don't think he really knew when it was going to be, but this was it. But he wanted to leave. He wanted to leave some things with them. You know why? Because Moses, my friend, spent his life following the Lord. I believe that. God used Moses. God spoke to Moses. And Moses spoke to the people. And brethren, listen to me. Brethren, I believe every word that God gave Moses was required at the hand of the people. You can believe what you want to. You say, preacher, I don't know where I can swallow that message or not. If it come from the Lord, brethren, it's yours. Do you know that? It's yours. Have you ever just went home with a message, my friend, that you just couldn't get rid of? Yeah. Have you ever just, my friend, got one that just stuck with you? And it doesn't make no difference where you at. You always remember that message. Brother, that ought to tell you something. You know that? That ought to tell you something. I don't know how many I got. I got a bunch. I got a lot of them that stuck. Yes, sir. But you know what? I can't pull a one of them up. I can't pull a one of them up. But every now and again, here they come. Here they come. I heard so-and-so preach. Yeah? Yeah? And then I remember. Yeah? I remember. I believe the Lord brings things to our remembrance. Now you may... I'll hush. It's good to be here. I appreciate your prayers. I do. I appreciate your prayers. Appreciate your attention. There's a sweet, sweet spirit that follows the Lord's people. Do you know that? They are. Anybody got anything you need to say or do?